This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellett. No, Ken Jennings and LeVar Burton are not auditioning for this slot. You're stuck with me for the time being. If you're a Jeopardy fan, you know what's going on there. Well, we did have Election Day take place this past Tuesday. And is it all settled? Well, not really. Not at all. We have a tied race for the mayor's office, or village president, if you will, in Witt. Meanwhile, the race is settled in Litchfield, but it was close, as Steve Doherty was a winner over Alderman Dwayne Garrell by a 2-touchdown margin. Not 14 percentage points, 14 votes. And he took stock of that very close race. We joined the mayor on election night on WSMI. Congratulations on a nail-biter tonight.
Well, thank you, Sean. I appreciate your call. Yes, it was a close one. Gives me a couple pauses here. The fact that we seem to be a divided community here. I don't know exactly how to take that if I'm looking at numbers. My opponent actually got less votes than my opponent 4 years ago, but I didn't get near the turnout for my effort that I got 4 years ago. So I don't know if it's a point of apathy or a point of some miscommunication or lack of communication I did. But I look forward to working with Alderman Garrell the next 4 years and doing something in a positive way rather than appearing that there's a lot of negatives going on. And, you know, that did come out somewhat in the campaign, although he and I both promised each other to kind of keep it clean. I think there was some miscommunication as far as the division in the council. Most of our votes go 8-0 or 7-1, whatever, and are pretty well decided with all the information considered and the explanation as to the benefit of any moves we make. So I am grateful to the voters for giving me a third term, which I'm being told is hard to get in any race. But I look forward to continuing the direction we've been in, as well as taking care of certain other aspects of community service that need to be addressed now that we've addressed our lake and water supply and our economic development situation to where we have more jobs than we have people right now. I'm going to be real concerned with infrastructure, housing, and housing conditions in the next 4 years. So I think that's what people are looking for, and I look forward to obtaining it.
How different was this campaign compared to 4 years ago when you factor in the virus and you don't engage the public in the same way?
Well, I don't know that we really had a good public conversation as to what we were offering the people for the next 4 years. My Alderman Garrell pretty much agreed that everything was fine with the direction we were going, but there was a need for change, which didn't make a lot of sense, but I'm willing to listen to his ideas for change, and I'm willing to, you know, find whatever he would bring that would be in a positive way to the council to, you know, make sure we can enact those positive changes. You know, it all takes financing. It takes the wheels of government turn a lot slowly, more slowly than business do, and I've learned that. But yet, if you've got a 1, 2, 5, and 10-year plan, you can pretty much accomplish whatever is necessary.
Well, I know on occasion voters like change to some extent for the sake of change. These things happen, but let's talk about the benefits of the third term when you're dealing with the outside world and seeking grant dollars. I know we saw grant money come in to open the door to help the industrial park with Route 66 being improved to allow truck traffic. What does the third term and I guess the name recognition of Steve Daugherty and the power structure within the state of Illinois help Litchfield move forward?
Well, we have new representation as far as the Senate is concerned in Illinois, and we're already getting that Senator Turner's attention. And we look forward to, again, infrastructure improvement, which will benefit the whole community. And we're adding customers with our water supply to try to keep our water rates down to make everybody's life a little easier. And I just think it's going to be very important that we take care of our streets, we take care of our water and sewer supplies, and we address the needs of the people. And yet we got a community right now, as I said, that needs to get to work. There are well over 100 jobs right now, and we have that are available. And I'm not talking about just fast food jobs. I'm talking about well-paying jobs that are available due to our economic efforts. We have three businesses that large businesses here in Litchfield that want to expand, but have trouble filling the staff that they need in their current locations. So it's real tough, and until the state and federal government stop giving out free money and encouraging people to stay at home, it's going to continue. I mean, McDonald's had to close down the last couple of days because he didn't have enough staff. And we've had that same thing with the Pizza Man and not to mention all of our industries looking for people. And I know our motels, too. I mean, they'll hire a maid and think she's going to show up, and that doesn't happen. It's just not good. And until the that attitude changes, we're going to have many struggles with economic and development and growth. So I'm going to, again, see where we can work to get some grant money with our, as little local tax dollars as possible to take care of infrastructure now. Again, we've taken care of other important issues, and now it's time to look at our streets and our water and sewer lines.
Well, you've certainly been bullish on the future of Litchfield and investing your own money on the business side of things. This seems to be a special place in time as far as, and that sounds warm and fuzzy. It's not really warm and fuzzy, but really a point where I have to think cities could really make a quantum leap forward, just how they exit the pandemic. You know, we but a historic time, and I guess for some cities, you can almost see this from a certain prism as an opportunity to really get ahead of the bunch by having the best recovery, and I have to think some elements of a roadmap are there.
Well, and I've got that too, Sean. It's going to be very important in the next 2 to 3 years that we work towards regionalization, that we have a bigger voice with state and federal government, and we can do that together with other communities. And we're talking about a 5 to 6 county area the local mayors and cities who actually do the majority of the economic development work are going to come together to work on a regional development plan that will benefit all of us. And right now I'm working with Jerseyville, the mayor of Jerseyville, and their economic development department, and my economic development department as well. And we're looking at future grant opportunities, future projects that will get the attention of IDOT and the federal government to enhance both of our communities and the communities between us. So I think regionalization is very important, and I think that the federal and state governments are pushing toward that anyway, consolidation and regionalization. So that'll be my effort the next 4 years.
Well, I will let you go on that note, and I'm sure your stomach gets tied up in knots as those results come in, but I guess you're better off than the folks over in Witt. 75 all tie among the two candidates. So we'll have
a
lottery there in the days to come. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Every vote truly counts.
I think all we've got in our local race here is two mail-in ballots that haven't landed yet, and I'm hopeful that those are in my favor too. But anyway, I'm looking to try to unite the community with better communication, better explanation, but at the same time, you have to be willing to accept the information as a positive. And and we'll look for input, but the efforts to benefit the whole community, there's not a lot of personal benefit from what I do, but it makes the community a better place for our children and their future, and that's what I'm all about.
Well, Mayor Steve Dougherty, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to covering the developments over at Litchfield City Hall, now open for business once again here in the months and years to come.
Yeah, I guess you got to see our Carnegie Building. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, that what a gem. I'm telling you, Sarah Wagner has herself, an office that's the envy of just about anybody from the Loop to down to Cairo. It is a gem. What a building.
Well, and I'll tell you, you talk about involving the community. I appointed a committee of over 30 people, and we met at least a half a dozen times to decide what to do with that building. And the decision came back that it should remain open to the public in some way. And I think with the Chamber of Commerce and our tourism department, it's a good match. And we have room for other entities that will enhance that whole atmosphere there. So looking good there.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and I'll let you get back to your victory party now as it's moved past the election night watch party. So thanks again for your time.
Fleetwood Mac's not playing, but we're happy with the turnout.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Well, thanks again.
Yes, it is. All right. Bye.
Well, thanks for tuning in for this edition of Forum, and we'll hear more about Litchfield City Government in the weeks and months to come as Mayor Dougherty gets ready to begin another term. I'll see you again next weekend on Around Montgomery County on WSMI.